Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker says her administration has reached an agreement with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Our Sixers are staying home. Yes, you heard me correctly.
The mayor said Wednesday she'll be sending a legislative package to City Council for approval in order to get started on a new arena that would most affect the city's Chinatown neighborhood. Aaron Moselle has been reporting on the arena proposal for WHYY's Plan Philly. He joins us. Good morning, Aaron.
Hello.
Let's look at what happened Wednesday. How did Mayor Parker make her support for this project known?
Yeah, Parker released a pre-recorded video on X, the social media platform that we used to call Twitter. It's about 4 minutes long, and in it, she touts the arena, the tax revenue it will bring, the jobs it'll bring. And she also says the development will help revitalize the blocks east of City Hall. This is a stretch that, you know, if anyone has ever been to that part of Philadelphia, that has struggled for a long time. Then she also said she was committed to making sure Chinatown thrives.
And the project is called 76 Place. Let's look at location and size and scope.
Yeah, the Sixers want to build an arena between 10th and 11th Streets in Center City, right near the border of Chinatown. And so the project would replace about a third of the Fashion District Mall, and it would seat more than 18,000 fans. I should note that the development also includes a large residential tower, and that would sit on top of the arena.
Who is elated by or relieved to hear the news that Parker is behind 76 Place?
This is welcome news, really, for the city's building trades, most of all. They backed Parker during her run for mayor last year. And for them, the arena represents thousands of jobs for their members, and particularly, you know, during the demolition and construction phases. But then you also have groups like the Black Clergy and the Philadelphia chapter of the NAACP, and their support is rooted in a promise the Sixers made a while ago to create a fund dedicated to preparing Black-owned businesses to be vendors and suppliers and concessionaires at the arena. And the team also says that it wants to have Black-owned businesses run about 40% of the food and drink operations inside the arena. And so both of those groups have signed on to support the project.
Aaron, who is ready to continue to fight to keep this arena from being built? And what are some of their strongest arguments?
Yeah, so look, Chinatown residents and business owners are the biggest faction here in terms of opponents. They have opposed this project since the start, and they have said that they are prepared to fight until the end. And they argue that this arena will destroy Chinatown effectively. They say it'll create such a traffic nightmare that people will avoid the neighborhood and they'll want to spend their dollars elsewhere, and that will hurt small businesses. The Sixers are expecting about 40% of fans to take public transportation to the game and events if the arena is built. But, you know, opponents say that's unrealistic and that most people will drive and that will clog the streets and not only hurt small businesses, but present a public safety crisis in the process. Jefferson Hospital is not far away from the proposed arena site. And there's real concern here that the extra traffic when games let out will impede ambulances who are trying to get sick people to the emergency room. And then there's also some concerns about property values being raised in Chinatown and people being pushed out because they can't afford the neighborhood anymore.
That said, here's a clip of what transpired yesterday at City Hall. This was posted on X by the Asian Pacific Islander Political Alliance. That group vows that they will be in courtrooms, they will be in the streets, they are not done fighting, and they post a Save Chinatown petition on X. So the money part of this equation, how to fund this stadium, has a lot of layers. What is known so far about how this project will be financed?
Yeah, the Sixers have always said that the arena would be 100% privately funded, that they were not going to count on taxpayer dollars to make it happen. But that may not be entirely true. The Sixers, if they get their way, want to have the land donated to the city and then lease it back from the city. And that would effectively exempt the property from having to pay real estate taxes, from them having to pay real estate taxes. The team also, as part of that, wants to pay what are called pilots. These are payments in lieu of taxes. And some see that as a subsidy because they expect the value of those payments to be less than what the team would pay in real estate taxes if it maintained ownership of the land instead of donating it to the city.
The next step is to have the Parker administration's legislative package go before City Hall. What does that process look like?
The Parker administration will now hand enabling legislation to Councilmember Mark Squilla to introduce in council. His district includes the proposed site, so he will be the one to introduce the bills. And once that legislation is introduced, there will be, you know, likely be hearings on those bills where the public can weigh in on them. And then eventually they will go to a vote first in committee and then the entire council. It's unclear, you know, at this point, whether any of this legislation will pass. Most council members have not taken a public stance on the arena yet, and that includes Mark Squilla.
Thanks, Aaron.
You're welcome.
Aaron Moselle is a reporter for WHYY's Plan Philly, and you can find his coverage of the 76ers arena proposal and other stories at whyy.org/planphilly.